Did you ever use a passel?
Oh, yes.
A whole passel?
Passel of children.
Passel of children.
Ciola, you know the little boy Terry Lee Hughes here?
Mm-hmm.
Ciola has a passel of children. She has 12.
It's definitely a passel, huh?
It's definitely a passel.
All right, what are you talking
you
about?
You don't use that unless you're kind of making fun of the way Negroes talk.
Uh-huh.
Really, you don't.
Okay, talk about the crops and everything. You have ear of corn. What do you call that outside piece that you can't?
Shuck.
Mm-hmm.
And the inside piece is a cob.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, what kind of, what kind of corn do you eat that's still, if you don't cut it off the cob? What do you call that?
If you don't cut it off the cob? We call it creamed corn.
Mm-hmm.
But some people call it fried corn because it cooks it on top of the stove, but it don't fry it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's still on the cob.
Oh, you call it corn on the cob.
Oh, okay.
And you call it roasting ears.
Really?
Uh-huh. I know where you get that from is from roasting ears, but they call it roasting ears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. How about, you know, as we're looking at a piece of corn, what do you call that very top part?
A tassel?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about that stuff that's...
The silk?
Did you ever call it anything else when you were younger?
No.
Always,
never heard it called anything else.
Always silk, huh? How
about... you know, it's a funny thing about roasting ears. My mother used to put those ears of corn in the stove and actually roast them, and we loved it.
Yeah.
But I tried it with my own children, and they didn't care for it.
We've done that a couple times.
Yeah.
That's great,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, as a child, that was a great treat when the first corn would come in, you know, for her to put it in the stove and cook it for her. But my own children didn't care for it. I don't know what the difference is.
Say, when, you know, like during Halloween,
uh-huh.
Some people get these big,
pumpkins and make jack-o'-lanterns.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You ever have those,
All my children said pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
All the school children I have,
mm-hmm.
They say pumpkin. You can't get them to say pumpkin. But we said pumpkin.
Well, how hard you try, huh?
You won't try teaching a bunch of black children who are so... They are disadvantaged in that they don't know what things are.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had those, like, fruits that you... they grew on the ground, something like
watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Or something smaller than that.
Cantaloupe.
Yeah. What do you see as the difference between that and say a muskmelon?
They were all called muskmelons at one time, and then the stylish name got to being cantaloupes. They are muskmelons,
mm-hmm.
But they didn't say muskmelon. They said mushmelon.
Do you ever have, is a honeydew melon the same?
Yeah, no, a honeydew melon is a melon. Now, all of these melons that we're talking about, this mushmelon or cantaloupe and so on, they all originated in Persia.
Mm-hmm.
And Persia has many, many other melons that they have never allowed them to bring the seeds into the United States. Now, the seeds of the cantaloupe and mushmelons had migrated westward from Persia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had a cousin who was stationed in Persia who tried to bring out some of the seeds of some of those melons that they grow there in the agriculture department in Milan to bring them out. He said they're the most delicious things you ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
They don't taste like a cantaloupe, or they don't taste like a honeydew.
Mm-hmm.
He said they're just out of this world. They were so delicious.
Well, what would you call those... things sometimes that you put on steak, you know, in the gravy, little things about this big, and you cut
it's
them
all the mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Those, have you ever seen those mushrooms that you don't eat?
Oh, yes, in all of this yard.
Mm-hmm. Or, do you call those mushrooms?
You call them toadstools.
All right, say if, somebody tried to eat something that was bigger than their mouth. You know, they got it in their mouth, but it hung right here. What would you say?
They're choking on their food.
You could say he just couldn't.
Couldn't swallow it.
All right. What is it that you smoke?
Cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. What is it that there's something like?
Cigars.
Uh-huh.